This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
All of our delightful events in Melbourne. We are, honestly, it's the festival capital, if I dare say so myself. And another one has come and gone. Lindsay is here to tell us more about her favourite festival of the year.
Yes, the highlight of my year is the Melbourne International Film Festival, which wrapped up on Sunday. Regular listeners to the show might have remembered that I have been quite a active participant in the festival this year. I bought one of the passes and went along to see 13 films.
Wow!
Yes, I actually had tickets to see 14. I only missed one this year, which I'm pretty happy with.
That's myself. Impressive.
Thank you. So over the weekend, I saw three films. My third last was one called The Leftover Women. It was a documentary about single women in China who reach a certain age where they're not married and they are referred to as the leftover women.
Aww.
It was just like a really, really, really terrific documentary, partly because of how well it was made, but then also because I've never heard of this phenomenon before. So it's kind of, the documentary followed three different women and their stories of being unmarried. There was one lady in particular who was a lawyer, very smart, very successful, and she was receiving a lot of pressure from her family to essentially just like get over herself and settle down and marry whoever will, like, the next man walking along.
So she hadn't been married before. She'd been single her whole life.
Yeah, she's maybe, like, 34 and she's not married.
Oh,
and
geez.
Her family,
I had 60, 70, I don't know.
And her family were devastated because she was causing such shame to the family. And there were a couple of other women that they followed and just, like, different rituals that they have in China of kind of coupling people up. So there are a couple of scenes of parents who would congregate in parks with billboards advertising their children, like,
oh,
has a master's degree, owns his own home, loves cooking and stuff like that.
With a picture of him?
No, sometimes with pictures, sometimes just words, and people would walk past kind of like you're at a market or something and you were tossing up between different kinds of apples, but you were tossing up between different kinds of life partners. It was fascinating. So, so, so good.
Oh, wow.
And then I had a bit of a break. I came here to Joy to hang out for a bit. And then I went and saw another documentary called Picture Character. This was about how emojis get made.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yes. So I have actually listened to a couple of podcasts about this before, so the information wasn't entirely new, but emojis started once upon a time, a man in Japan made them, and then now they are looked after by this group in Silicon Valley called the Unicode Consortium, who decide on, they get thousands of pictures for new emojis each year. They decide 60, and it tracked a couple of people, different people who are pitching emojis in this particular year. It was great. And then the third and final documentary I saw was called Martha, A Picture Story, which was actually made by an Australian about an American photographer named Martha Cooper, who started way back in her early 20s, in the 60s or 70s, taking photos of graffiti on trains, and has now had an incredible career taking mainly street photography and is just revered in all of these communities. Greta's Darius was, his name was in the credits. He was involved, the Conform editor. I paid attention.
Nice.
So MIF is over, unfortunately, but it's been a great year. And if any of you out there have been seeing films yourself, I hope you enjoyed them as well, because I certainly did.
Oh, thank you, Lindsay. You're here with the Bloody Marys here on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.